This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I brought back a returning guest. And you might have think that he fell off the map, that he didn't. He had to reorganize, get his ducks in a row, and he has. And he's going to bring us up to speed. We're talking no other than Oss Creek Corp. They're up there in Washington, state of Washington, that is. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ASCK. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. John Spravori. John, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. It's always good to talk to you on these shows.
You know, I want to bring my listeners up to speed a little bit. I like your company. I like what you guys are getting ready to accomplish. But to backtrack a little bit and give a backstory, you guys got some funding back in, I think, February or March. You bought the land. You got the land now. My understanding is your funding was held up for a little bit, and now that is resolved. Bring us up to speed on that.
Okay, well, yes, we did receive our first funding towards the total project in February. It enabled us to buy land up here in Goldendale, Washington. But it was supposed to start coming through in July. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of holdups with cash flow on our funder, and he's not been able to do that. However, recently we had a meeting, and we understand that the full funding will start coming through it towards the end of January. We have received during December some smaller funding amounts that enable us to keep things rolling here. But as far as getting the major funding in, well, we're talking probably the end of January at this stage.
You know, that being said, give my listeners a little bit about backstory, what you guys are trying to accomplish, and the great product that you guys want to put out there in the industry.
Okay, well, what we do is we have a technology that enables us to make a hybrid, lightweight concrete building product. We usually cast it in the form of panels or roof panels, and we send them out to a building site where they're erected on site as a regular site built house, and then they're very high in thermal efficiency because of the hybrid insulation nature of the product, and they also are safe in fire zones. They're fireproof. Basically, they're a air entrained concrete product that has room for expansion, so they don't spall like regular concrete does in hot conditions. And they have a lot of other things. They're insects. I don't like them very much, and they last for a long time. They are concrete, and they last for a long time.
Well, that being said, what is next for ASCK?
Well, obviously the next is to get this funding in place and get it going, you know. Just let me make a comment about that. We're constantly receiving emails from people looking, wondering what's happening, why are things not going. Some of them aren't very friendly. But it seems that everybody thinks that it's easy to raise money in this current financial atmosphere, but that's not true. We've worked very, very hard to get us to that stage. And it's really a big job these days. Getting back to your question, just to give you an outline on what's actually happening with the company right now, what we're doing is we're moving forward here with phase one. We've spent a lot of time doing an environmental study because in the manufacturing of products such as ours, they're always very careful about what's going to happen. But there has been no problems at all with the environmental study, and it's all been put in and completed. Now, the land is basically 5 acres plus another 5 acres on option that we have on the industrial estate. We've made recent changes to the site plan layout because we've found better ways to put all of the manufacturing tools in a way that it assists us with the mass production process. So those changes have been completed, and so they're being submitted for change. And then our next step is the building. The building has been totally designed and put out for to the construction people to get started as soon as they have time available to do that. There was a lot of work in setting up the building once again for the mass production facilities, and that's well and truly underway. We've got equipment ordered from overseas, specialised equipment that we use for blending our mixtures and making sure that everything moves in the right direction at the right time.
John, let me ask you this. Is there any worries or any doubt, once you get the building up and you get the machines there and you start making the product, it's not going to sell?
Oh, no, no doubt at all. You know...
Why is that?
Well, I can go over this fairly briefly, but just to give you an idea, we've been looking at the market for affordable housing for quite a few years now. And the market is one of the largest consumer markets in the world, not just in the United States or North America, but in the world. What we're looking at is producing initially 100 homes per year. And even in the United States, there's housing starts in the 2.5 to 3 million range. So our percentage of the market is very, very, very small. But then add to that the fact that we can build these structures, these affordable homes, for around $100 to $105 a square foot. And these homes are solid homes that will basically last for a long time, and very comfortable homes, high thermal efficiency and savings on energy. They're really a green product. So, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt. Down in California right now, we have somebody down there in Redding working for us, and they've just come back to us in the last 2 weeks and said, you know, we could probably sell 1,000 houses down here right now if we could get that thing into production.
So you're telling me you're going to have two streams of income. You're going to be building houses and selling your product to distributors. Am I hearing that correct?
Yeah. We'll be our part of it, building houses ourselves, will be a small part, probably maybe 10 or 15% of what we do. The rest of it will be through dealers, distributors, and commercial ventures.
Are you having any kind of projections once you get the building up in Washington and you start producing product? Do you have any projections of sales and when those might actually trickle on your balance sheet?
Yes. From the minute we open our doors, which will be just in the beginning of the second quarter, to actual production, we already have quite an extensive number of people wanting homes immediately. So we'll go straight into production. I believe our first year's production will be around maybe 4.5 to 5 million, but by the time we get through the second year, we're looking at 100 homes a year. We're looking at income or revenues of around $15 million. And by that stage, we'll have two more production buildings up on our property here. So we may be even up to $45 million in revenues by the third year.
And currently, your company market cap is $2 million. Your stock price is at 3.5 cents. The company that we're highlighting today, we're talking about, is Aus Creek Corp. With us today is the CEO and president of the company, John Spravori. John, let me ask you this. You announced the Canadian plan earlier this year. Is that still moving forward?
Oh, very much so. Actually, we're in danger of having that moving ahead of us right now. What's happened is that we completed a lot of paperwork submissions that the group in Canada. Now, this is a company that we've started in Canada and we own 75% of, and there's a Canadian group owns 25%. And they're part of the deal is to make sure that we can get this thing funded and get it rolling. So they're going to do the whole project through federal and provincial government funds. They've already had all of their meetings with the various government people. They've had meetings with the Bank of Montreal, who have agreed to go ahead and do the funding based on, I guess they get the government gives them assurances on the loans, and they're ready. We already have land set aside in Ontario that we can start working on straight away. So all that's happening now is we're just in the paperwork stages of getting that one up and going. I think that project could start probably in February, March next year, and we'll start. I think we'd start construction around about that time. So we'll be working on both projects at the same time.
Like I said earlier, it's been since February since you've been on my show. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview going into the first quarter of 2019?
Well, I'd certainly like them to believe in us. What has happened is we've had a lot of people, because of the time, we've had a lot of people not believing that this is going ahead. It is, in fact, going ahead, and it's going ahead quite quickly now. We are going to uplist to the OTCQB in January, so that should give all of our investors a much better ability to get into the market. And I think that if everybody just has a little bit more patience, we'll be there, and everybody should love us by that time.
I agree. John, I want to thank you for your time. I know you're a busy guy. I wish you nothing but continued success. Take a look at this company. I believe in management. I believe that we're just at the very beginning of something that's going to be great. Their market cap's only $2 million, and as you heard John speak, they can get things going and products sold. They could do anywhere from $25 to $50 million in the first year of operations. We're talking about Aus Creek Corp. Take a look. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ASCK. John, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Everett. I've enjoyed the discussion.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.